Hey, and what's up, guys? We're back with another episode of the JDT Podcast. You know, a lot of issues and I'd say miscommunications with life have been going on right now. And I've actually been pretty lost with what I feel has been transpiring between the people that I used to surround myself with and where I am right now in life as a man. And this isn't just like to revolve or around myself, but to tie into you as the listener as well. So one thing that I was, when taking notes throughout the week, that popped up into my head was that many people make many decisions. And I don't mean M-A-N-Y. I mean many by M-I-N-I, like miniature. So miniature people make miniature decisions. And when you minimize yourself, your thought process, your character, and who you are as a person, you then tend to make minimalistic decisions. You minimize who you are. You minimize your character. You minimize your persona to make those around you, A, more comfortable, B, try to fit in. You're trying to fit into these people that you've outgrown. You're trying to fit in with a group or in a space that is no longer built for you to be in, actually. You know, a common saying or phrase was that you're a big fish in a small pond. And sometimes you need to remove yourself from the small pond and dive into the ocean. There's no longer reasons for you to minimize yourself, or, as I used to say, simmer yourself down in order to make those around you, whether if it's temporarily or for a long period of time, there's no reason to minimize or simmer yourself down to make those around you feel more comfortable, as if they're able to be on your level. You have to understand that your sole purpose on this journey is to grow. Your place here to grow, you're supposed to build, you want to go on this journey and this path in order to become someone that you have never been before, in order to accomplish things that you have never accomplished before, and in order to see those things through, see those accomplishments through, see your journey prolong itself and go on to the next level, you have to stop minimizing yourself. I'm guilty of minimizing myself due to being back home, surrounded in a place that just wholeheartedly makes me uncomfortable. It's not because of the things that go on here. It's not because of anything else, but just because I feel as if, and I know for a fact that I've outgrown this area. There's no reason for you to try to manipulate yourself in order to fit in. It's kind of like a child trying to put a circle object into the square. You're going to force manipulation in order to, I guess you could say, reform yourself. Some may call it adaptation, but why are you adapting to somewhere where you've already outgrown? Your goal is to progress, not regress, because you know at the end of the day, your success relies on what you do in this very moment. Others can say, okay, it's time to reset. It's time to go back to a place that you don't want to be in order to get past it, in order to move forward. But why go back to a place that you don't want to be if you've already moved beyond that place? See, a lot of people can hear this and will hear this and think that this is a speech of arrogance or some type of connection into trying to make people believe that they are better than those that they may be around currently. And if their mindset isn't on being better, then sure, we can go ahead and say that. But do not allow the knowledge or the position or the experience of yourself to make others discomfortable or uncomfortable and allow them to shame you on it. That's their own personal issue that they have, which means that, hey, maybe it's time for you to move on. Maybe it's time for you to carry on. Minimizing people, people with the small-minded ideas, people with the mindset of, okay, I've gotten this and this is enough. You are beyond that. That's not even in your league. That's not of your average. That's not in your path and what you need to continue on with. You are meant and destined for greater things. There's no reason for you to simmer yourself down. There's no reason for you to turn yourself off just because a few people around you are uncomfortable. You are placed here. You're in a position to where you're either going to shit or you're going to have to get off of the pot. And once you get up, it's time. People are going to notice that you're standing up on your feet. People are going to understand and see that you've put in the work. People are going to soon see that you are not the same person that you were last year or a couple of years before that, because you've grown, you're matured, you have moved on and seen bigger and brighter places and things. So you know that where you are right now is not your end game. It's not the end of where you are. It's merely the start of a new chapter, of a new level, because you know what it takes. You've gotten a taste of it, and you want nothing else but that. In order to push yourself forward, sometimes you just have to go into this mode and get into this level where you know that regardless of what confronts you, what gets in your way, it will not stop you from getting to the place that you know is meant for you. Doors and paths are going to come in place of you to where you think that those things are meant for you. But right now, it's not that time. You're in your building phase. You're in your rebuild. You're in your process for preparing you for those doors. Some of these doors are just going to be there and you don't yet have the key because you're preparing yourself into stepping through those doors. Now, I used to be an impatient and I still am impatient. I'll admit I don't have the full grasp and concept of understanding that, hey, before you can get this or that, you have to prepare for it. You have to have an understanding and comprehend what is going to take place in order to get ready and set for your next moment. You have to prepare yourself for what is to come. So yes, it may seem like right now you're struggling. Yes, it may seem like your journey right now may be something that you don't want to go through. But the moment that you're in right now is preparing you and gearing you up to go to the next level. It's going to have you amped up. It's going to have you awake at night. It's going to have times at which you just don't know what to do with yourself sometimes because you feel like you're in a place where you should not be. But I'm telling you that you're in the place that you need to be right now in order to prepare for what's to come, in order to build yourself up, your mindset, your personality, your persona, your aura. It's this moment that you're in right now is built for you to take it and add on into your basket of what you're going to take with you to the next level. Because before you can go to that next level, you have to make sure that you hit every step, you capture every wicket in order to be prepared for what's to come. This moment that you're in right now is your rebuilding phase. This moment that you're in right now is a phase for gaining knowledge. It's a phase for gaining the understanding and the comprehension of what your future is going to look like. Yes, it may be ugly right now, but you're going through it. Once you get past this level and then the door opens up in front of you and you step into it, you will realize that there are going to be instances that you learned about in this moment that you're in right now that you would not have been able to pass or succeed in without this moment right now. The season that you're in right now is you're building, you're working yourself up into preparing and becoming the person that you knew you were capable of doing. Yeah, you might have missed a couple of days this year. You might have had moments where you felt as if I could have gone harder, or I wish I had this other opportunity back so I can do this or try to change what you did in that moment. But there's no reason to. That time has come and went. All you can do now is prepare yourself for what's to come, what's next, this next moment, this next level, this next chapter that you are preparing yourself and building yourself into stepping into. Many people make many decisions. Your decisions that you make right now, yes, they are make or break. But what is to come from these large decisions, these impactful decisions, these decisions that are going to make you into the person that you need to be is way greater and way brighter than you could ever fathom. You are going into a moment where you know that you are about to step into things. You can feel it. And it's killing you because you can feel it so much and you see it. You start to dream about it even more and more as the time gets closer to you stepping in through that door, because you know the door is there. You do not have the key for it. You know a piece of what's behind the door and you feel as if you're prepared for it. But I'm telling you that you're not just quite ready for what's to come. It's still going to come to you. You just have to work a little bit more. You just have to learn a few more lessons. You just have to go through a few more hardships in order to have the right heart, the right mindset, the right body, in order to have everything that you need before you step through that door. Let's prepare for that moment. Let's get prepared to win this game. Let's get prepared to gain the access, and let's not simmer ourselves down anymore. We cannot continue to play with ourselves like this. We must continue to matriculate into the person that we know that we can be, because there are going to be many more doubters that come into this next season. There are going to be many more times when you hear the word no, not right now, or no, this isn't for you. Or there are going to be many more moments when people who you trust in this season right now are going to turn against you. You might feel as if you're in a place where you have everyone against you already, but that's okay. Talk with yourself. Sit down. Just reflect on what you've been through already. And once you start to do that, once you get your mind working as to where you once were and where you are now, you'll soon understand that none of this matters right now. The only thing that matters is your focus on getting the proper key and the proper education for what's to come, building yourself up for this next level, this next chapter, because the place that you are going is far greater than what you saw. You don't know what's fully to come. You might have a taste. You might have gotten that glimpse of it. You're starting to dream about it. You're starting to visualize it. You're starting to see what it's going to be like already because it's that close. So you know what time it is. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to focus. It's time for you to readjust your mindset and your posture. It's time for you to sit up straight because you've been slouching physically and emotionally and spiritually. So straighten up. Fix yourself. Get that dirt off of you and fix yourself up, because your time is coming. Your next step, your next door, your next journey, your next level, your next mission and objective. All of these successful things that you have been waiting for and that you feel obligated to have right now, they are on the way. So now that you know that, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and just wait, because your time is here. Your time is coming. It's a few days away. And your moment, once you get through that door, you're going to face the challenges that you are being prepared for right now. So embrace it. Don't no longer minimize yourself, minimize your decisions, minimize who you are, because the way that you've been acting and carrying yourself lately is far less than what you truly are. So see yourself being successful after walking through this door. Be thankful for the test and the challenges that you have faced, and understand that no matter what happens, once you prepare to open this door, you still have it. Because you're no longer minimizing yourself. You're no longer minimizing your mindset. You're no longer minimizing who you are. It's time for you to maximize your true potential, maximize your mindset, maximize who you are, so that way you can step in through your door. Peace.